Next up, we've got Micah Summersmith with Nuclear. Nuclear. I'm trying not to go all George Bush on it. Nuclear.
Mr. Levitt, this beautiful house is just perfect for the missus and me and three little sprouts. Can you build that fence just a little bit taller? Don't want the neighbors to hear when I holler. Feels so good to be on our own. Feels so good to be all alone. When this family goes nuclear, you best believe we go all out. But when this family goes nuclear, we then have to deal with the fallout.
Here's Micah arguably stretching the spirit of the challenge, but it doesn't matter because it's a shadow. I like this whole thing. I think that some drums might improve it a little, and I miss the euphonium or any brass for that matter. You know, actually, I think almost any extra instrumentation might improve the sound a little. You know, maybe a piano or brass or glockenspiel or clav or arpeggiator. None of that is meant as a negative criticism, though. It's more of like if Jerkatorium was doing this song, we would overproduce it. And it's, you know, it's more like that sort of an idea. You know, but one problem I did have, did anybody else have this problem before I even say it? You know what I'm going to say?
No.
Nobody? Oh my god, okay, so that spin box or that fast panning thing, whatever the heck that was, it made this song truly annoying on the headphones. So I can only really listen to this on speakers, because otherwise that spinning pan that is used is distracting and annoying, and I don't like it at all.
Wow, I totally didn't even notice it.
On the headphones?
On the headphones.
Do you have mono headphones?
Maybe I do, I'll have to go back and listen.
That's why you do all that weird. No, I'm kidding. That would explain a lot. Yeah, why is Ryan so annoyed with his panning? That's hilarious.
I really like the way Micah takes like multi-syllable rhymes and then he rhymes them with multiple single-syllable words. Like when he rhymes brand new highway with like do things my way and all out with fallout and quiet with buy it. I don't know. I think those kinds of rhymes are fun. And I think Micah uses them a lot in his songs.
Yeah, and then in this one in particular, he extends a verse because he's got, not because he's got an extra rhyme, but it's like he's got this great line and it's like normally you'd end that fourth line of the verse. But then he tacks on this fifth line that's also ends with a great rhyme. Yeah, it's wonderful.
I also like how the end of the second chorus, we're all expecting the end of the chorus melody. It's like on the line fallout. We expect, you know, because he's singing fall and he just lets fall go fall. And we expect him to sing out the same way as he did in the first chorus, but he goes a different way. And I think he maybe modulates a little bit or something right there. It's a very cool and surprising change up. Also, Micah's lyrics are just really good. He sort of like tells the story of a guy who's like leaving his parents and family to create his own little nuclear family and how things sort of go sideways. I don't know if you looked at the article in The Guardian that he referenced in his bio about like why nuclear families are kind of a bad idea. The song sort of summarizes like one of the stories told in that article, and I thought it was kind of interesting. Like he just managed to do that in a really succinct way.
I feel like, I don't know how familiar everyone is with Weird Al's very old material, his first album. And it's not just the accordion, but this reminds me a lot of it, because he used to be a little more mean back in the 80s. He wasn't quite so, like, food parodies. Like, there's a song called Checks in the Mail on his first album that this really reminds me of. Because
you're
it's just
beautiful,
kind of like,
don't ever change, you know what I mean. Yeah.
Exactly. I wrote down Weird Al on like three of these songs and had to delete a few of them because I know more people than Weird Al, I swear.
Yeah, three songs. One on Micah's song and two on Jerkatorium's song. Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that was the end of it.
Okay. All right, good job, Micah.
Yeah, a great song as usual. Been killing it in this thing that you're not competing in.